Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to Boys R Us, where we talk about sports heroes, change the game forever. I'm your best friend, Caden Sun. Today's episode is about a fighter who wasn't just the best in the ring, but a champion outside of it too. That's right, we're talking about Muhammad Ali, the greatest boxer of all time. You might have heard his name, but today you'll find out how Ali became a legend and why his influence gets far beyond boxing. Ready to get inspired? Let's dive in. Alright, let's take it back to the beginning. Muhammad Ali wasn't always Muhammad Ali. He was born as Cassius Clay in 1942 in Louisville, Kentucky. When he was 12 years old, something happened that changed his life. His bike got stolen. Furious, young Cassius told a police officer that he was gonna whoop whoever who took it. The officer, who was also a boxing coach, told him, "You better learn how to fight first." And that's how it all started. Cassius Clay stepped onto a boxing gym, and the rest is history. Cassius worked hard. At the time he was 18, he won a gold medal in boxing at the 1960 Olympics, but that was just the beginning. He quickly became a pro boxer, and in 1964, at the age of 22, he shocked the world. He challenged Sonny Liston, the heavyweight champion at the time. No one thought he could win, but Cassius Clay did the unthinkable. He beat Liston and became the heavyweight champion of the world. After that fight, Cassius Clay made another big decision. He changed his name to Muhammad Ali and announced that he had converted to Islam. Ali wasn't just a boxer, he wanted to stand up for what he believed in. And he wasn't just afraid to speak out, even if it made some people upset. Now let's talk about why Ali was called the greatest. His boxing skills were unbelievable. He had lightning fast hands, incredible footwork, and he invented his own style called float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Ali was famous for his speed, but his also confidence. He would talk to his opponents before fights, telling them how he was going to beat them. And guess what? Usually did. One of his most famous fights was the Rumble in the Jungle. In 1974, Ali went up against George Foreman, a younger, stronger champion, and no one thought Ali could win. But Ali had a strategy. He used a technique called rope-a-dope, where he learned on the ropes and let Foreman wear himself out. Then, in the eighth round, Ali struck. He knocked Foreman out and became champion again. It was one of the greatest moments in sports history. But Ali wasn't just the champion in the ring. He stood up for what he believed in, even when it cost him. In 1967, Ali refused to fight in the Vietnam War. He said, "I ain't got no quarrel with them Viet Cong," meaning that he didn't want to go to war against people who hadn't done anything to him. Because of this, Ali was banned from boxing for 3 years, and he lost his championship title. But Ali never backed down from his beliefs. Came back, he won two more heavyweight titles, becoming the first ever three-time heavyweight champion of the world. But what made Ali truly special was how he inspired people. He stood up for equality, justice, and peace. He used his fame to fight against racism and to promote love and understanding. Muhammad Ali showed the world that being a champion isn't just about winning in sports. It's about standing up for what's right. He was more than just a boxer. He was a hero, a role model, and a symbol of courage. That's why, to this day, people still call him the greatest. And there you have it, the incredible story of Muhammad Ali, the greatest boxer of all time. If you liked today's episode, make sure to hit that like button, subscribe, and leave a comment about your favorite Muhammad Ali moment. Thanks for joining me on Boys R Us. And remember, no matter what challenges you face, you can always stand tall, just like Muhammad Ali.